Is that annoying? Is it a little bit?
If you did it all day long.
Yeah, I can see how that would get under your skin a little bit, sure. So, like, today on the Chad cast, we're going to be smarter, okay? We're going to do things a little smarter. Like, we're going to use words like cannot instead of can't. We're going to use words like ambidextrous instead of wacky mutant two-hand man. And we're also going to learn a lot about a solar eclipse and why you don't look at it, stupid!
Give a big round of applause for Mr. Chad the Bird! Alright, humans, break time! Take a knee, hit the shower, grab ass, whatever the fuck you do in sports, just sit down. Yeah, you've been out there getting it done, but everybody needs a break, and that's healthy, that's good for you. It's proven, it's fact, no disputing it, and you're not going to argue it, so take a break. Everybody does it, monkeys, birds, even iguanas do that. And yeah, they don't do shit, but that's your problem with perception. Because to them, a day full of falling off curtain rods and scaring the shit out of everybody in the apartment is exhausting. Because that's what they do. And you got to get your done done. But after doing the thing, hustling, hating the game, you got to take a load off because you can't carry a piano and not break a sweat, as the old man used to say or something. Life is work and life is hard. So take a break. Because lately, you've been doing some stupid shit. Like, really stupid shit. Like the kind of stupid that'll make you cock your head to the side like a German shepherd hurrying a fart. Like the kind of stupid that made Jeff Foxworthy a billionaire. Like putting your dick in a light socket. Stupid. So you need to take a breath, take a break, and while you do that, we're gonna review some shit you seem to have forgotten about on How to Human. On August 21st, 2017, there was a once-in-a-lifetime, but really only in North America, because this shit happens all the time, once every 18 months, because the fucking moon and sun are always in space, check your privilege, celestial event happened. A total eclipse of the sun. Now, what is a total eclipse? Don't act like you know right now. Just chill out. You're relaxing. Turn it off. So the planet you're on right now is called Earth in English. It's Terra in French. In Javanese, it's Bumai. And in Albanian, they call it Tokyo. So way to go. Legalize it. And Earth, as you call it, you don't know what it calls itself. Could be butt snacks in planet language for all you know. Just relax. Orbits a giant ball of burning plasma that the mere sight of can do and does cause permanent blindness to the naked eye. That's how hot this thing is. You call it the sun. The Javanese call it Matahari. And both the Earth and the sun hang out in the universe, which is the English word for the Javanese word semesta. Relax, you'll get it. There's also another celestial body hanging out around the Earth and Sun in the universe. It's called the Moon. In Java, it's Rembulan, just to keep the thing going. And the Moon orbits the Earth, which orbits the Sun. If you think hard, you'll probably remember all of this because pop-up books about space are the best part of elementary school. Fuck recess. Some kids got asthma. So, apologies for the review, but, like, relax. Anyway, the moon is orbiting the Earth, which orbits the sun, and they are spinning too, which is why the sun comes up and down. It's because the Earth is spinning, and you're on it. And you've been on a merry-go-round, so you fucking get it, right? Relax. The sun is bright. Like, super bright. Burn your eyeballs till you're blind bright. And that's a fact. You know this. There's an $18 billion industry devoted to protecting your peepers from sun frying. 75% of adults own a pair of sunglasses, and you can all agree that the sun is pretty fucking bright. That's why we have day. That's where day comes from. But every now and then, the moon gets in the way of the sun and casts a shadow on the Earth, and if you're on the Earth, which you are, the sun briefly appears to go dark because that's how shadows work, and that, precious, is a total eclipse of the sun, and that happened on August 21st, 2017, and you were all about it. Why wouldn't you be, right? Last time you got a total eclipse in America was 1979, so it's been a bit. And like, you get up when the ice cream truck comes because it only comes once a day, right? So you went outside to see this once in a while thing that was happening, and you were not the only one. New York rapper Joey Badass tweeted his enthusiasm for the eclipse right along with everybody else, but he went hardcore because you don't just call yourself Joey Badass, you live it. Quote, am I crazy for watching the eclipse today with no glasses? I've sun gazed before and afterwards saw colors for a whole day. I didn't die though. This ain't the first solar eclipse, and I'm pretty sure our ancestors ain't having no fancy eyewear. Also pretty sure they ain't all go blind. End quote. And 3 days later, he canceled his remaining shows in Toronto. But before you wave your hand in the air like you just don't care, because WTF, you would never look at the sun. This is a waste of your time. You got shit to do. Chill out. Because it's not the only person that had this reaction. So much so as it's not the only person that had this reaction. Even though people have known since elementary school that the sun can blind you if you look at it, NASA put a warning on their website. The website of NASA. NASA. The people that figured out how to land on the moon. The people that put robots on Mars. NASA. Had to warn you on their website, quote, you never want to look directly at the sun without appropriate protection. This could severely hurt your eyes, end quote. And still, people tried. Even the president of the United States was seen staring directly at the sun from his balcony. And Tucker Carlson said on his show, quote, he looked directly at the sun without any glasses, perhaps the most impressive thing a president has ever done, end quote. And yeah, that is not even the dumbest thing that the whole fucking flaming chicken coop of an administration has done, but it's close enough to the reason we're taking a break here. Because shit's getting stupid. From flat earth truthers, questioning slavery, alternative facts, crowd sizes, Confederate statues, and defending fucking Nazis, the level of stupid has reached critical. Like dick in a light socket critical. Like looking down the barrel of a shotgun to see if it's clogged critical. Like a Tom Arnold movie marathon critical. Before the entire world turns into a Monty Python sketch, everybody stop what they're doing and take a break. So let's review. Round things roll. When you heat something, it gets hot. Glass breaks. Don't look at the sun. The earth is round and Nazis are bad. There. Just put that on a loop in your mind like a mantra. Maybe it should be your mantra. Make it your mantra. Yeah, it's easy to fall into stupid. In fact, part of your brain is designed to do that. It's called confirmation bias. That's the tendency people have to embrace information that supports their beliefs and reject information that contradicts them. It goes back a long way, back to the first humans. See, back in the day, hunting and gathering, you had to be social or you could starve. But nobody wanted to hunt. Fuck that. There's tigers out there. This cave is nice. But people didn't have Google. So you had to talk loud if you wanted to win an argument and stay in the fucking cave. No time to relax and talk out the facts. So you developed this weird wiring in your brain to be more attracted to loud things that confirm your own personal beliefs. And anybody that's been on a booze trolley knows exactly what I'm talking about. And that's called cognitive bias. Because being social kind of fucks you up if you're not careful. But you also do this weird thing. Like, okay, you know how to work your phone. You're probably Googling cognitive bias right now. And if you are, awesome, you're paying attention. But do you know the intricacies of the science behind the technology of how shit happens on your phone? No, and you don't need to. That's why the phone is designed the way it is. So you don't have to. Calm down. But because it's so simple, You assume that you do know what's up with your phone. You secretly think you're an expert. So when somebody's phone doesn't work, the first thing you do is pick it up, turn it around, turn it off and on again, like you're the Obi-Wan Kenobi of cell phones, and you're not. You're just accustomed to it always working simply because that's what it was designed to do. So you think you're a goddamn genius, even though you're not, because it's always working. That is called the illusion of explanatory depth. And since you're all hardwired to argue your way and be only comfortable when your ideas are accepted because of cognitive bias, once you start acting like you know, people are gonna follow you. And if this all sounds too sciencey, making you cock your head like that fucking German Shepherd, fuck you, people are frying their eyes out there. Now is not the time to be casual with our thoughts. What we are experiencing right now in this country is a result of lazy minds just doing whatever they want and going with it, which is the mental equivalent of shitting on the bus just because you had to go. Yeah, it's natural, but it's unhealthy, rude, and fucking stupid. Stop being stupid. Read books. Learn how shit works. Don't just assume you know because it's working. Recognize your history and your present situation, and remember you're a fucking walking, talking, thinking machine. Stop being stupid. Okay, break's over. Get some water, suit up, remember your mantra, get back out there and human like a smart person because you can do it. That's what you were meant to do. See ya!
Yeah, man. Intelligence. It's what's for dinner and lunch and breakfast and brunch, because it's also on the brunch menu. Even though the brunch menu is only available at brunch, intelligence is also on that menu. So you can get intelligence all the time. You can get intelligence when you're just sitting around doing nothing. You don't even have to get up and go to the place, put your name in, and then go to the next place and put your name in, and then wait for the first place to call you back to let you know that there is a table available. You don't have to go through any of that. You could get intelligence at home, right? Like, if you just learn how to do it, which is easy because it's just intelligence. Just be smarter.
So take out intelligence?
You know, that's the internet right there. It's like the Grubhub of intelligence. But the problem, like with Grubhub, is you have to check the stars and the reviews and make sure you're not ordering intelligence from a crappy place that just happens to be open late. You're better than that. You just eat some cereal before you go to bed. You don't need to do it. You don't need some deep fried intelligence. It's 2 a.m. Just read a little poem, simple, a little chai tea of smartness. You know, practice your A's. Just sit there drawing your cursive A's. Get a good one. Still intelligence. You're doing better. You're improving. P.S. They're getting rid of cursive in schools. You don't have, well, no. Okay, not really. They teach it to you, but it's not required anymore. It's just like a cool thing you can learn. Also, they're getting rid of penmanship, which I'm cool with, because the people with good penmanship, just you're being a dick. I mean, I'm good. That's awesome. Good for you. But I don't look at someone's signature and go, my, what a handsome signature you have. I mean, I do. If it's a handsome signature, I recognize it, but I'm not aiming for it. So just don't wave it around, you know?
You're talking about the pen, right?
I was actually talking about brunch.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm hungry. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you to the Barracudas for their song Promises, which is what always happens and should always happen. If it didn't happen, we would fly off our axis and nothing would make sense anymore. Special thanks to the Green Mill, where we record the live stuff with all the screaming and the clapping and the drinking. Special thanks to J.W. Basillo, who is the host of the Paper Machete this weekend, because Mr. Chris was out of town. And double special thanks to Aaron Diamond, who was the host the week before. Who knows what's going to happen this Saturday? It could be you. So get there early, 3 o'clock at the Green Mill. So if you're going to get there early because you're hosting, get there by 2:30. Which is on the corner of Lawrence and Broadway, if you're in the Chicago area. And if you're not, get on a plane and get down here. You're missing out on the party. Email me at thebirdchat@gmail.com. And read a book. Write something. Listen to some good music. Enrich your brain, please. Because that's the only weapon you have in the fight, right? Do you have any advice, Clark?
Can I stare at a picture of the sun? I'm not doing that, I give up.